Hello. Welcome to Dear Zoo and Friends Stories and Rhymes. Let's begin. Dear Zoo. This is a story about someone just like you who wants to have a pet. He knows that there are lots of animals at the zoo, so he writes to the zoo asking for a pet and for the zoo to send something. Shall we read the story and see what happened? Are you ready? Good. I'll begin. Ben lived in a small house with a back garden with his mum and dad. Next door lived his best friend, Sally, who would come over to play almost every day. The garden had lots of flowers, nice grass to play on, and a table and chairs. One day, Sally arrived, and straight away she noticed a folded paper sticking out of Sam's pocket. "What's that?" she asked. "Oh, nothing," said Ben. But Sally was nosy, so she grabbed it and saw it was a letter to the zoo written by Ben. She read it out. "Dear Zoo, please send me a pet. Thank you, Ben." She looked at Ben and said, "Well, Ben, we'd better get an envelope and a stamp and post this letter." And that was exactly what they did. About a week later, they were in the garden when there was the noise of a big lorry, which stopped just by the gate. There was the slamming of a door, and then a man in overalls, green boots, and a peaked cap with "Zoo" written on the front of it came into the garden. "Are you Ben?" he asked. "Yes," said Ben, nodding. "And I'm Sally," said Sally. "I'm Ben's best friend." The man said, "I'm Sam, and I have something for you, Ben. It's been sent by the zoo." Sam went out to the lorry and came back pushing a very, very big yellow wooden box called a crate. It had a label with "From the Zoo" written on it. Ben and Sally suddenly realized that the zoo had got Ben's letter and had sent a pet. Wow! "It's very heavy," said Sam as he stopped pushing and mopped his brow. "I hope you like him." And with that, he waved goodbye to Ben and Sally and drove away. "He's very big," said Ben to Sally, who looked astonished to see this huge crate in the garden. Just then, there was a sort of groaning noise, and slowly, very slowly, the head of an elephant rose up from the top of the crate. A big grey head, with a long, bendy trunk and big, flappy ears. It opened its mouth and said, "Yes, I'm an elephant, the biggest beast of all. I'm so big and heavy. You wouldn't say I'm small." Ben and Sally looked at each other. What a big animal this elephant was, and really not very good as a pet. They decided that he was very nice, but too big to be a pet. "What will you do?" asked Sally. "He's too big," said Ben. "I'll send him back," which is what he did. A few days passed when suddenly they heard the sound of Sam's lorry again. "Hooray," thought Ben. "Sam is bringing something else from the zoo." Soon Sam appeared, pushing a very tall green crate into the garden. It was taller than the elephant's crate, and there was an animal's head poking out at the top. "From the zoo for you, Ben," said Sam, waving goodbye as he went back to his lorry. At first, Ben and Sally didn't notice the tall animal, but when they looked up, they saw that it was a giraffe. "He's very tall," said Ben to Sally. She nodded, and then the giraffe looked down, stretched his neck over the top of the crate, and said,
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"